Madam Speaker, Majority Leader Kerwinski, Minority Leader McCoy, and members of the House. It's been 135 days since we opened the 75th biennial session. We've worked through what felt like a never-ending winter and into another spring that's proved to be elusive, doing the work Vermonters elected us to do. I understand tensions are high right now, and that many may be feeling a bit agitated. But I've been here for 20 years, and from time to time, this kind of thing happens. We've seen things get heated, get messy, move quickly, and then grind to a stop. But we should not let this week define the view of the entire session. And here's why. In January, I asked that we put aside our differences and partisanship, that we come together on common goals and work towards solutions on the issues that are facing the people of Vermont, to solve problems and help people. And that's what we've done. I know these past few days have been tough, but they represent an important deliberation between two elected bodies. Sure, it's frustrating. Tempers have risen. And the conversation has gotten uncomfortable for some. But no one said democracy was going to be easy. And despite how some may feel right now, I want to reflect on what we've accomplished together. Because there's been good work this session. We've made progress in our work to expand our workforce and support all 251 communities across Vermont, which I believe is one of the most critical challenges we face. We've made significant investments in our cradle-to-career education system by helping working families access high-quality childcare. And by increasing investment in higher education, we've kept opportunities within reach for Vermonters wanting to go to college. Your partnership on initiatives to help Vermonters fill the good jobs we know are available and recruit more people to Vermont has been essential. Because while helping Vermonters here today is our top priority, we know we can't address all our challenges through only training programs, apprenticeships, or incentives. The bottom line is every job we fill and every new worker we recruit to Vermont takes some of the tax burden off someone struggling to get by. We've also invested in many other shared priorities: clean water, expanding broadband, weatherization, electric vehicle incentives, mental health and substance use prevention, and so much more. We came together to protect our kids from lead in drinking water and began to address vaping, which has become an epidemic for our youth almost overnight. We also demonstrated good government with bills like S-154, a little-known bill that probably won't get much attention, but it allows the Department of Financial Regulation to reduce red tape by over 70 pages, leading to better compliance and more efficiency. And in the Budget Adjustment Act, particularly our work with Treasurer Pierce to pay off an interfund loan to retire part of our debt. Again, that's good government. This session, we've proved that the spirit of genuine collaboration, of a good faith give and take, with a civil tone we practiced, are important, productive, and hopefully contagious. Because with the demographic challenge we all know exists and the growing budget pressures, along with the economic challenges too many of our 251 towns, cities, and villages are challenged by today, we must continue to do all we can together to solve the problems our state faces and help the Vermonters who elected us. We close this session knowing we took important steps forward for Vermont, and we'll be back sometime, but at the latest in January, to do so again. So I'd like to thank each of you for your ideas, hard work, cooperation, and the respect you've shown for me and my team as well as for one another. I'm not sure when we'll meet again, but I'm sure it'll be sometime soon. Stay tuned, and I hope you have a good summer if I don't see you before. Thank you very much.